Chicagochicks.com.
Make Me Smile in Chicago with Charlie Van Dyke on KHJ. Now, 2 minutes after six, I am well aware of a fact which I didn't know before, and that is that Shauna is hanging around this morning, but looking a lot different. Normally, it's just, you know, the jeans and the T-shirt, and today, of course, the hair has all been freshly washed and styled. We have on our little, it's not really a mini skirt, but it's a short little kind of thing. Legs, she even shaved her legs this morning, all for the appearance of Rick Dees. What's the reason for that, Shaw?
He's cute, isn't he?
He's cute, isn't he? And I have hair like Ian of the Bay City Rollers. Or is it Les? Or is it Derek?
Today it was Ian.
They all look alike to me. Sunny and not much temperature change for a high of 82. It's 56 now in Hollywood.
Hey, Pop.
Yeah, son?
Pop, a brand
I asked for that.
You asked for it, you got it for your...
KHJ, wonder what happens if you ask for it. Do you get Precious Iota too? All you have to do is... Do you watch her on TV? Don't knock it, Jack. 4 minutes after six with KC and the Sunshine Band. Thank you, Moody. KC and the Sunshine Band at KHJ. It is 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Now, I also noticed... So as long as Shauna's hanging around here waiting for Rick Dees, I don't believe this. Anyway, I noticed one of your phone callers this morning called me, what, Motormouth. Is that what they said? Something kind of derogatory and a little rotten.
It was Supermouth.
Oh, they had an inference to the fact that that maybe I talked fast or with great, you know, speed or rapidity, perhaps.
Yeah, that's what they said, but I was on your side this time for once.
Now,
I was.
Just for fun, we'd move over to the other side.
The nicest kind of favor that you can.
How many clocks do you have in your house where you work? Well, each one can turn time into money when you listen to KHJ and listen for the cash clock. First, you hear it start. Then, you hear it stop. Right away, call KHJ at 520-1976 with how many minutes it ran. Say it and win. $1 for every minute the cash clock ticks. Could turn into a lot of money, and the cash clock ticks on 93 KHJ.
Starland Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight. It's about 12 after 6 now at KHJ with Charlie Van Dyke. I was trying to kind of subtly make this impression on you, but I see I have to be out front and blunt. Coming up this morning at around 7 o'clock, the guy who did the Disco Duck song, number one song now on KHJ, Rick Dees, will be here. Now, he's invited for a number of reasons. Number one, because we'd like you to get to know the artists who have big hit records and all that. And secondly, he is a hilariously funny guy. He's going to be coming up on television, and I think he's got a thing on the Dinah Show coming up. He's going to do some funny stuff. Really hilarious fellow. But about this time of the morning, he's probably driving in to the radio station in his sleek limousine, provided at great expense by whatever record company he's working for. And I want him to get the feeling that those people he'll be talking to this morning are truly some of the greatest, most creative people of Southern California. Let us now begin to work together. And for the next 45 minutes, you will call me with your greatest funny jokes. So when Rick comes, he'll really feel like he has a tough act to follow. Besides that, I missed rehearsal this morning.
You know, there's a kind of beauty and strength in handcrafted furniture you can see.
20 after 6 with Charlie Van Dyke, combing the phones for bits of humor here to amaze the Disco Duck as he drives in. What is your name?
My name's Kathy.
Kathy, you have a Halloween joke?
Yes, I do, Charlie.
This is to impress the Disco Duck as he drives in.
Yes, it is.
Let's see if he can top your Halloween joke. Let's go.
Have you heard the one about the naked ghost, Charlie?
The naked ghost named Charlie.
No. Have you heard the one about the naked ghost, comma, Charlie?
Oh, no?
No sheep, Charlie.
Maybe you better laugh for us.
A message from Democratic National Committee man, Stephen Reinhart.
Hey, welcome to the guy that did Disco Duck. Now, in spite of that, we've invited him on the radio. Rick Dees will be here probably about 7 o'clock this morning, 6:32 now. It's Charlie Van Dyke, and that's Croce's I Got a Name. Weather ahead is for sunny, but not much temperature change. It was actually a little bit chilly coming in this morning. 82 now is the forecast high for this afternoon. 56 currently in Hollywood, 57 downtown in the valley. It's 51. Orange County, 54. Let's get the first report of the morning on traffic from Bob Lee, who's cruising. What you got, Bob?
Well, Charlie, things are going very well so far this morning. We had a couple of problems, one on the northbound Santa Ana, Grande Vista, where a truck had stalled, but that's been removed now. We had a couple of disables and one accident on the northbound harbor, one near Santa Monica, and the other around, I got to get the right location, 2nd Street. But they're out of the way. So I just checked out the...
Well, thank you, Bob. That's really a great report. Today is... We can always count on Bob for a clear, crisp, concise report of epic. Today's supermarkets are a far cry from the old... Are you there?
Yeah.
Try it again.
Okay. From the beginning?
No, from where you... out.
Well, I don't know. Well, anyway, everything is going very good. Just checked out for Hollywood.
Hi, KJ.
I have a joke for you.
Oh, boy, we're really going strong today. What's your joke?
Okay, why did Santa only use 7 reindeer last year?
Why did Santa only use 7 reindeer last year? I give up.
Because Kermit stayed home to take care of the sink.
Because what?
Kermit stayed home to take care of the sink.
I thought that's what you said. Hello, KJ.
Charlie?
Yeah?
I got a joke for you.
Oh, good.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right, when there's 10 airplanes in the sky, how do you know which one is made in Poland?
When the 10 airplanes are in the sky, the one that's in Poland has the hair under the wings. Hello?
Pick up, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Charlie?
Yes?
I was just wondering, why didn't you answer that girl about Ian and Alan?
Why did I what?
Why didn't you answer the question?
Because I don't know the answer.
You don't know the answer?
No.
You know the answer?
Okay, what's the answer?
Okay, Alan decided to quit because he thought he was too old. And then he wanted somebody younger to join. So he quit in April. He was thinking about quitting beginning of... Gosh, that's the way you're going to feel about it.
Now see here, at the Busch Gardens Oktoberfest...
Everybody's German!
Take the San Diego Alphabend to the Rusko Offenzirampe.
Ooh, it's true. What a nice place.
Join the Oktoberfest Busch Gardens every weekend through the end of October. KHJ, 14 before 7 with Chicago. That's the answer when I call you a little later this morning and ask what's your favorite radio station, and that's all you have to do to get $25,000 cash. It's 10 before 7 now, and we go to the phones. Hi, KJ.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes.
Arnold.
Yes, Arnold.
You know, you like Shauna, right?
Yeah.
And I like Marie
Osmond.
Right.
But can she like a sweat hog from the Carter Show?
I don't know, because, okay, when we were at the show, one of the rehearsals, Johnny and Marie were talking about what they inherited from their parents, like on their, you know, bodies.
Yes.
And Donnie said, I have my father's eyes and my mother's nose.
Yeah.
And Marie said, I have my grandfather's forehead and my uncle's ears.
Mm.
And I don't know what to say. So I was thinking what I got from my relatives.
Right.
So I ended up saying, I have my sister's socks and my brother's pants.
Six for 166. Never forget it.
Well, it's now 9 before 7. Just a moment, Marv. We have to, we've set up an extra microphone here for the Disco Duck, and Shauna has come back.
Mm-hmm.
She's been over to McDonald's to watch how they set up over there, and she's going to be our official hostess this morning. So would you check and see if that big thing works? There.
Yeah.
It's all set?
Yeah.
Why are you really hanging around, Shaw?
I want to see Rick.
You think Rick's cute?
Yeah.
What if he likes you?
If he doesn't, he's crazy.
She actually wants a date with the Webbed Wonder. See, she's hopeful of
that. I do.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that, Marv. It's your turn to ring up the date.
All right, Charlie, March Fong Yu is 82 in the Valley. It's 51 degrees. In Orange County, it's 54. Downtown Los Angeles is 57, and it's 56 in Hollywood at KHJ.
Quick car with more money and more music. It's 7 o'clock with Charlie Van Dyke.
Mister, keep the radio on 93.8.
The Monster Mash at a quarter after 7 at KHJ with Bobby, Boris Pickett, Charlie Van Dyke, and the Disco Duck, Rick
There
Hughes.
Is no escape.
Has arrived.
I have come down the freeway to get here and change from the duck to Peter Lorre.
Good morning.
Good to be in Los Angeles.
I want to point out one thing to you, Rick. By the way, this is the guy who does the Disco Duck,
hey,
folks.
Yeah, this isn't television. You just pointed it out.
I want to find out why it is that you brought the duck with you, this puppet duck, because maybe you don't understand. I know you've been in the business a long time. This is radio. The picture is in your mind, not on the screen.
The duck is so demented that I wanted to bring him in here this morning just to let you see. This is Ricky Provo, who has never been on the radio in his life. He's...
Hello, this is Ricky Provo, Mr. D's duck. And usually I do the duck voice, but I'm sorry we late, Charlie.
I want you to tell me why were you late.
I'm sorry we late. I'll tell you what happened. We're coming down that long ribbon of highway.
Yes.
And it's the interstate highway.
Yes.
And we was real late, and I don't know, it took us about 8 days to get here. to 93 KHJ.
At the Busch Gardens Oktoberfest,
everybody's German.
Curious and always ready to serve you.
All right, Charlie, it's here to let the road home D's. I'm coming here on KHJ and tell you, today a lot of supermarkets claim to have low food prices. But Lucky's pricing policy has always been low to keep food prices low. Say, shop Lucky, where you'll find prices that are low overall.
Marvo, it's your turn.
Downtown Los Angeles, 55, and here in our duck pond in Hollywood, it's 55 at KHJ.
I'm first one of Mr. D's helpers, and I got the disco duck here on KHJ.
Tell me about that.
Fred, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry we late. Mr. D's and the whole entourage was coming down the freeway, and I said we took 8 days to get here. I'll tell you what happened. We were coming down that long ribbon of highway to get to KHJ, and we seen these signs up in the road, Charlie. It said, clean restrooms ahead.
Yeah.
We must have cleaned 300 restrooms on the way here.
We've got a couple down the hall if you wouldn't mind handling it. It's 728 Southern California at KHJ. Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow at KHJ 732 with Charlie Van Dyke and guest the disco duck Rick Deans ahead. Today's sunshine, a high of 82. It's 56 in Hollywood right now. I had just asked you a couple of questions after all.
Right on.
Hadn't up to this point been to California a whole lot. What kind of...
Second time I've been here.
What kind of stuff's happened? What, we met people? And what?
Well, I had several people that came in with... Somebody's knocking on the door. Oh, good gracious. Elvis came in because he knew you had the number one show on radio.
I can't believe it.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie. It's Elvis Presley. Oh, thank you so very much for being on.
You look kind of fat.
Well, I tell you, been having me some jelly donuts. Thank you. I want to say one thing. I want one for the money. I want to say hello. You're a good friend of mine. Hold on, I got a frog in my throat. Don't get close to your radio, you might get a wart.
It's kind of cute how the buttons spread there on the front of your shirt.
Thank you. I want to say hello to Shauna. Shauna, I like your body, baby. I want to say one thing. I'm going to the hospital here. I don't want anybody to know about it. I want everybody to listen to the KHJ to find out about it first.
What are they going to do?
I'm going to the hospital to have my hips lifted.
Hey, this is an old kid named Cash Register Martin.
Hello?
Hi. I haven't heard your voice in such a long time. It's good to hear you on the radio.
Don't tell me you've heard of me.
I went to school in Memphis, but I'm from Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Jonesboro, Arkansas. Good gracious. Are you serious?
Every morning.
The only city in the U.S. discovered by Roto-Rooter.
KHJ, Rock and Me, Steve Miller Band, 738 with Charlie Van Dyke, Rick Deans, and the cast of Idiots.
Good to be here.
Well, thank you, by the way. Glad you finally showed up. We have one of the idiots sitting beside you. Which one particular one is this?
The Disco Duck is over there.
Yeah.
Say hello, Disco Duck, to KHJ.
Hello, Disco Duck, to KHJ.
You know what we probably could do? We could probably let some of... We have all ages of listeners here. We could probably let some of the more strange ones call it. Maybe you'd like talk to the duck.
Why don't you call it? If anybody who is strange and deranged this morning, please call me Rick Deez at KHJ.
That's 520-1976.
1976. I tell you what, there's one more...
That's right. I'm going to get on the radio here, Charlie. I'm opening the self-service.
What's your name?
My name is Willard Wiseman.
Willard?
I come in. This girl from Jonesboro, Arkansas, just called up a little while ago.
Yeah.
I'm from over in Mark Tree, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas, where the state flower is penicillin. But anyway.
What did you do over there?
Well, I'm opening a self-service gas station.
Hot idea.
We got the franchise going, the self-service gas station.
Mm,
I'm talking about gas station.
What? How's business?
That's real fine. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, just to pick up business a little bit, for the first 25 ladies that come to my new one here in Hollywood, I got a free pair of pantyhose.
Oh, really?
Pantyhose. You understand why I'm saying pantyhose for the first 25 ladies that pull in my gas station this morning? And, of course, I'm giving free installation.
Rick Deez, good to be on KHJ with Charlie Van Dyke and the Disco Duck.
Oh, I'm John Mama.
Actually, my name is not Rick Deez. It is actually Rick Zipper. And I had to change my name to Rick Dees because every time I'd be doing my comedy at a place, they'd always have the big sign out front that said, Zipper opens here tonight. Had to change my name.
KHJ looks at the day of sunshine and high about 82, 56 now Hollywood.
Charlie, yeah. I'm a little muskrat.
Muskrat.
The most
furry fun. Now with Charlie Van Dyke, Disco Dees, and his cast of idiots. Oh, wait, I have to do this one here, Rick. Just one moment.
Okay.
There's a Canadian Pacific nonstop flight to Vancouver. It leaves at 10:10 in the morning. CP Air has two daily nonstop flights to Vancouver. Is there anyone else?
There it goes. It's away. Hi, Rick 19 at CB Sissy. Don't touch that dial because we're going to make you smile.
You know who has really impressed me?
Who?
Other than you and... KHJ.
Yep.
Tom Campbell.
Tom is a rather amazing phenomenon.
What?
Now, look at it this way. See, Rick used to be a disc jockey. In fact, still is in Memphis. And Tom used to be a disc jockey. And look where he got.
Look what. Just like that, a snap. I have never been more impressed with one person.
Tom's secret is rattling papers. He does that a lot.
Really well. And as a matter of fact, and I know this, I have to release this information about Tom because I came here to Hollywood. And you don't know this, but Tom is going to be in that brand new film. Tom Campbell will be starring, the starring role in the Texas Chainsaw Vasectomy, which is
thousands of dollars in prizes to be given.
By Garden Grove, Torrance, West Covina, West LA, San Bernardino, North Hollywood, and now Pasadena. Cal Stereo.
752, Marv, you've dared to venture back into this booth.
Marv is being brought to you by his mouth with one convenient location. FCC license required.
Oh, good grief.
Void, prohibited by law. Batteries unloaded. Go ahead, Marv.
I haven't seen such carryings on since Bobby Ocean walked into the ladies' dressing room with the May Company to the plaza last weekend.
But he was wearing a dress.
He said.
Oh. Yeah. Go ahead, your turn. Oh, wait. Oh, gee whiz. It's done. Here, wait. Go ahead, let it. There we go.
Hello.
Fine.
Hello. Bob. This is Jimmy Carter. I want to tell you something, Bob. That I took smiling lessons from Donny Osmond. Thank you. I'm going to have a peanut
cocktail. All right, it's here to let the road hog. Let the road hog D here with the disco duck on the Charlie Van Dyke show. And Jimmy Carter's going to jump back in here just a second. This is the flip side of Turn the Beak Around. Somebody the other side.
Thank you, Exchange 7 minutes after 8 with Charlie Van Dyke, and our guest this morning is the disco duck himself, Rick Dees. Rick, I really would hate to have you lose the opportunity to have a couple of words with Jimmy Carter as long as he is here.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, Charlie. No need to knock, Jimmy. Come in.
Hello.
Yes?
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Duck.
I must tell you that we're very honored. We're very, very pleased.
I've been told by many people, Charlie, that you do a wonderful show.
Thank you.
You do a remarkable job of portraying a DJ. And that you have some very bad problems.
I do?
Like America. America, you have some bad problems. But I want to say something. Say something I've been thinking about.
Okay, go ahead, sure.
I was thinking about you, this listener right here,
uh-huh.
Watching me in the debates.
On the debates, watching. I watched you on all three of the debates.
Well, I've been told that several people watch me.
Yeah.
And you realize that during all those debates, you just saw me from the waist up.
You were standing behind the podium.
Right.
We saw you.
Standing behind it. Yeah. You realize that behind the podium, in all three debates, I was naked. I was naked as a jaybird. I have to say, I was naked. I want you to imagine, America. I want you to imagine me naked. I've been told that I was naked, and I saw that I was. I was naked. Thank you.
KHJ with McCartney Wings and Charlie Van Dyke with my special guest, Rick Dees. Rick, I've got to tell you, in spite of all the phenomenal success of being a showbiz guy with Disco Duck and all of that, you've still managed to always attract and keep around you a phenomenal group of very impressive and important luminaries.
I do appreciate that, Charlie. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Somebody
at the door. Hold on a second. Just a second. We're on KHJ. We haven't got time, Billy. Good gracious. Wait a minute.
He's everywhere.
Hello, everybody. Hello, this is Dr. Billy Frank Birmingham. Hello, Charlie.
Oh, hello. I am totally
this
overwhelmed.
This is Billy Graham.
Hello there, ya.
Here, let me hold your cape for you, girl.
Hey, 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 on KHJ, I have to tell you about a very brief experience, Charlie.
Yes.
I have to tell you about that experience that I had. A friend of mine, a preacher, told me, a preacher in Bakersfield, told me what happened to him the other night after the revival there, ya.
Yes, what happened after?
After the revival, he was coming home in his car, and he was alone. And he heard this little voice, the preacher did. The little voice said, "Kiss me, kiss me." And he heard, "Kiss me, kiss me." He didn't know. He checked the back seat. There was no one there. He went down that long ribbon of highway there. Take it from the lips of Billy Graham here. And then he heard again, "Kiss me, kiss me." So he stopped the car, opened the glove compartment, and lo and behold, there was a frog in the glove compartment.
You're kidding.
A frog in the glove compartment, Vaya.
And then what did he do?
The frog said, "Kiss me, kiss me." So no one was there. He scooped up the frog and kissed the frog passionately. Because he was a preacher and doesn't kiss too often. So anyway, the frog turned into a luscious blonde in a string bikini.
No.
It did. It turned into a luscious blonde in a string bikini. And do you know what the preacher turned into?
What?
The next motel he could find down the road.
Mr. Hanson, why is the survival guide?
Stop playing. Theaters and drive-ins near you. 21 after 20 after. Yeah, it's a little after 8. Charlie Van Dyke along with our guest.
Blew up my pantyhose.
Disco decorate these. And Marv is coming back in.
Anybody seen the chaplain? Gotta get my card punched.
Hi,
how
Marv.
Do I get off this shift anyway?
Marv, you just...
Yes. Yes,
just
Father.
A mountain of a man. You really are just a mountain of a man.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, people, we have learned this morning that Rhoda Barrett, the hostess for the Hollywood Worldwide portion of the Good Morning America Network TV program, has been selected to receive the Golden Flame Award of the California Press Women. County 56, downtown Los Angeles 57, 58 in Hollywood at KHJ.
This is Alton John. Rick Dees for Charlie Van Dyke on KHJ.
827, Southern California, on your official Elton John station. And here's Either Way EJ. KHJ with Elton John and Daniel. It's 831. Now, Rick, we've tied up the cast of idiots for just a minute because I wanted to get a couple of questions in that were kind of serious. You know, at least get you a couple of plugs
going.
We'll
be serious for just a moment.
But first, let's get Bob Lee out of the way, because Bob doesn't know what to do with this whole mess yet this morning. Bob, are you out there?
Well, I had a motorist help me out just a bit. He gave me a recipe as he passed by for glazed duck a la bushwhack.
Glazed duck a la bushwhack?
Yeah, three bird dogs and a shotgun.
Three.
Oh, no!
What's the traffic wrap-up?
Well, I'll tell you, I want to alert motorists. Yes, they're very, very slow right now, as usual for this time of morning, Charlie.
Okay, thank you, Bob. We'll have more news on traffic tomorrow morning as you head in. Rick, of course, is the guy who did the Disco Duck, number one record in the entire U.S. And,
that
of course,
is, what an incredible sensation.
On the KHJ32. It's a sick record. We know that much.
Very demented. Very.
We know that you are not now, nor have you ever been a well person. We've figured that part out.
There's another one called Disco Rilla that we've done.
Did you bring that?
I didn't bring that.
Well, you clod. What kind of a record store? You're supposed to schlep
we
your
new
things.
We wanted to have it about the same time that King Kong came out.
Oh, see? I understand. So. Well, now, what is it? You began as a disc jockey, right?
Right.
Did you do anything else ever in your life, or was that the only thing open to you?
To be very honest, when I grow up, I want to be a fireman.
So. You finally grow out of all this.
Right.
So now you're traveling around, you're doing all of this. What kind of shows have you done?
All right, we've done Merv, and then Dinah is this afternoon, which will be shown 2 weeks from now, Friday night.
The Midnight Special, baby.
You're on that one.
This Friday night, the Midnight Special. We've done Mike Douglas and American Bandstand with Dick Clark. And an incredible guy, by the way. He is, just an incredible.
Is that a wig or is that his hair?
That is his real hair.
Oh, okay.
It's just his skull from the eyes up has been transplanted.
Oh, I understand, so, right. Mm-hmm.
So what has happened is we're doing tours and we've got comedy. And
you're in People Magazine. When's that coming out?
Yeah, this week's issue.
Is that right?
With Lee Reds the Wheel.
On the cover.
Very good.
It's on page 68 and 69 in this week's People. And we have a bunch of stuff planned. The tour, and we're doing stand-up comedy and a radio show starting in Memphis. And
now, when does your show start in Memphis again?
The 22nd of November.
Except you're on a brand new radio station.
Right. WHBQ.
So for those of you who do get back and forth, you can still hear this kind of insanity down there starting what day?
It'll be the 22nd. That'll be, a Monday? And I hope to be doing some touring and everything in between. So.
Very good. Okay, back in a minute, folks.
You know all the
balls.
Yeah.
On KHJ 839 with Charlie Van Dyke and my guest this morning, Rick
Dees. Good.
Disco Duck. Isn't it nice?
We have been fighting Chicago for about 3 weeks for the number one position, and that is what an incredible.
Now, that's
position.
Kind of an enviable position.
That really is. I never thought.
Well, there's more of your fans, too.
Wait a minute. We're on KHJ, Jimmy. I know you got political.
Hello?
Well, come on back. See, I must tell you, even though you're interrupting, it's quite a thrill to have you here on the show. I'm sure Rick doesn't mind.
Thank you very much. I've been told that everything's been coming together very well this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in Plains, Georgia, that are from here,
mm-hmm.
that are from Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
have been telling me to come in here on your show because, quite honestly, three or four people listen to it.
Thanks. Thank you. I appreciate that. Why don't you go ahead and take, as long as you're here, take this chance to make a political statement of some sort, to use the time.
I'm going
to
make one statement.
As long as you're here.
One thing. I do balk at saying certain things, but that's okay. I would like to say that you did have Elvis Presley on this morning.
Yes, we did.
You
very
did.
Thrilling experience, too.
Well, he's not here.
No, he's gone now.
But Elvis said he's going to be taking Raquel Welch to a Halloween masquerade party.
That's true, yes.
Well, I've been told by Playboy that I had a dream about Raquel Welch.
You've been told by them?
They told me.
Oh, I see. Fine.
I didn't tell them.
Oh, of course not.
They've been telling me that I had a dream about Raquel Welch.
What was the dream?
I dreamed that Raquel Welch was my mother.
Is that right?
And I was a bottle baby.
Oh.
Beware.
Sunday, 10 till 10.
KHJ is giving away $25,000 cash. What would you do with the money when you win? What in your life would you change? Add to? How many people you know will be affected? Here's what happens. Your phone rings. Someone asks you, what's your favorite radio station? You say, KHJ, and you win $25,000 cash. Think about what you would do when you win. It's easy on 93 KHJ.
Stay with a lowrider and war and Charlie Van Dyke at a quarter and I was my guest this morning to Disco Duck, Rick Dees.
Well, good to be here, Charlie. It really is.
Thank you. As long as you're here at work.
You know, I have been a fan of yours, seriously, for many years back in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
I never worked there.
Right, but your voice did. Your vocal cords were living there in Winston-Salem, the city that smells like a giant cigar.
Right.
And your voice would cut through with
many, many, many call letters.
Oh, that's right. Station IDs and
station
stuff like that. That's right. They never did pay for those.
Obviously.
Glad you reminded me. I'll make a note of that.
Make a note of that.
Yeah.
Why don't you find out where America's secret places are? At Occidental College, there's a travel film going on at Thorne Hall, and learn about your country.
Ronald Reagan.
These are the party platforms of the Republicans.
Ford Committee, Royston C. Hughes, Treasurer.
93 KHJ, Rick Dees, the Charlie Van Dyke, and the Disco Duck. On KHJ, it's 8:49 with Charlie Van Dyke taking a moment out to thank my guests for this morning, Rick Dees, the Disco Duck, and the Duck. Thank you, Duck, very much for coming by.
Oh, yeah.
It is incredible.
PureChecks.com.